The New York Knicks take a commanding 3-1 lead on the Philadelphia 76ers after Jalen Brunson's dominance. What a victory down in Philly. Shout out to all the Knicks fans that travel down there as well. We're going to talk about everything. Let's do it.
Knicks Nation took over Philly. Let's run that intro.
Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered.
Puts up a three. Bang! Bang! He ties the game!
Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
Knicks Nation, what's good? Wow, what a game it was today for the New York Knicks down in Philadelphia. Led by the brilliance of Jalen Brunson. Oh my goodness, Jalen freaking Brunson continues to dominate, continues to impress, continues to prove the doubters wrong, continues to prove the haters wrong. Everybody, 47-10 on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, leading the New York Knicks to a 3-1 series lead. Lot to talk about, Chris. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you can say, man. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. This was a tough game in Philly. But wow, Jalen Brunson with a masterpiece. Simply a masterpiece, man. I'm feeling great today. You know, one of those weird Sunday, you know, early games, but, you know, man, how can you not be excited right now as a Knicks fan? Up 3-1 on this Philly team. How can you not?
It's a beautiful Sunday, guys. 3-1. Next game is on Tuesday, game 5 in Madison Square Garden. But this game, there's never been a 40-10 game in New York Knicks history. Jalen Brunson did that today. Jalen Brunson, 47 points, the most points in a playoff game in Knicks history. His last three games in this series, he's averaging 36.7 points, 9 and almost 10 assists and 4.5 rebounds. Continues to dominate the Philadelphia 76ers. The first two games, you know, we were worried. We were trying to figure out ways how Jalen Brunson can get back into his groove. And boy, he has gotten back into his groove. I think I saw Kelly Oubre after the game said, oh, any player who takes 30 plus shots can get, you know, a lot of points or blah, blah, blah. Look, man, Philly, the Philly fans, they're, first of all, Chris, the thing I loved about this game is that the Knicks killed them with kindness. They killed them with what they do best. They play well. They play harder than you. They out-hustle you. They'll out-rebound you a lot of times in that fourth quarter. Precious. Josh Hart didn't score, but still gave you, what, 17 rebounds today?
Yep.
That's what they do. This is what the New York Knicks do.
Yeah. That's the proper physical type of basketball that should be played, right? We're not going out there trying to hurt nobody. And look, whatever. Game 3 is behind us. The Knicks showed up. You know, look, I honestly thought they were going to be a lot more physical. And we did see some of that physicality finally in the fourth quarter when, you know, everything was basically on the line for this game. But like Ant said, you know, Knicks didn't stoop to the level of the 76ers, continued to play that tough, gritty game that the Knicks play. You know, they didn't do anything, you know, too physical until the fourth quarter rolled around. But I loved it, man. I loved it. We don't have to stoop to that level to beat this 76ers team. I'm speechless, bro.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're a dirty team. They're a dirty team. Embiid is dirty. Look, thank you. Like, thank you for help, like, giving out Jalen Brunson that elbow. You woke him up. Yeah. Right after that, JB was like, what's that for? What's that little elbow for? They're not going to call it. They're going to let everything go. It is what it is. Philly's home. They're getting the home whistle. Embiid stepping on Josh Hart, looking like it was on purpose. Bogdanovich kind of got his, kind of, you know, who was it? Who was it
Batum.
That landed? Batum landed on Bogdanovich, so we're still waiting for the updates on him. But dirty team. And the fan base, it is what it is. But the thing I love is that the New York Knicks just go out there and play their way. Like you said, professionals about it. And now we up 3-1, Philly. We up 3-1. We still got one more to go. But this game was absolutely incredible. Led by our leader, Jalen Brunson. And I don't want to, you know, Jalen Brunson was incredible, but Chris Precious in the fourth quarter was amazing. OG Anunoby throughout this game played all but 1 minute in this game. Was absolutely incredible. Talk about that, man. I mean, they're especially Precious there in that fourth quarter.
Insane. I think personally, Precious, that's the unsung hero of this game. Yes, Jalen Brunson had a phenomenal game offensively. Like you said, I think that was the turning point, to be honest, of the game. Once Embiid hit Jalen Brunson with that forearm, you know, Jalen Brunson got in Embiid's face and was like, yo, what are you doing? What was that for? And from that moment on, it's like a switch. He flipped the switch and he was just on attack. But Precious, unsung hero in this game, man. You're talking about Ihart getting into foul trouble. He had 5 fouls, basically had to come out of the game. I think it was late in the third. You know, he drove me a little bit crazy, man. I'm not going to lie. Ihart continued to just put his hands on Embiid, and Embiid, as soon as he saw that hand go up, foul after foul after foul. And you didn't know what you were going to get from Precious, man, but what you got was just relentless energy, just back and forth. If he had to run back to Embiid, he has those quick feet. Down in the paint, getting stops, not fouling, more importantly, Precious was an unsung hero in this game, and boy, oh boy, did we need his minutes. They were huge.
Absolutely huge. The underrated play of the game, too, was when Lowry, in that last minute of the game where it was kind of dicey there. 76ers were, you know, it was getting close there. But Lowry did his prototypical running through the screen, just fall down, and they're going to call a foul. It's stupid. Yeah. It's absolutely stupid. The NBA should look at that. But he's done that now twice in this series, and I think both times it's been against OG Anunoby. But, yeah, man, Precious. I mean, I think Embiid only had 1 point in the fourth quarter. 76ers had 3 points in the last 5 minutes of this game.
That was a free throw also, I believe, that Embiid hit. It was a free throw.
He did an absolutely incredible job. I mean, it's the little things. It's the next man up mentality that this team has, man. Mitchell Robinson, this one was for you. I mean, you go out there in game 3, Philly, you want to play dirty. You want to get your little revenge over game 2. And Chris, I've said it, like, I don't even look at that as game 2 as like we did steal it, but NBA two-minute report came out, but we had to earn that win at the end of the day with the late shots, the offensive rebounds. And then game 3, they came out swinging. They want to out-physical us. Whatever. Refs aren't going to call anyone. Embiid should have been out of there in the first quarter. It wasn't. We move on. Game 4, Knicks got back. They started. We got down into double digits again. And they did what they do best, Chris. They just keep fighting. Keep hustling. And JB was absolutely incredible and led us to a victory tonight. But yeah, man, I mean, this is why I came into the series like we're the better team. Like Philly, Joel Embiid hobbled on one knee and he's dealing with, you know, what he's dealing with. But it just seems like the New York Knicks have kind of today. It kind of felt different. It kind of felt amazing.
Yeah. I mean, look, it feels good. It feels, I mean, good is a great. It feels amazing, man. Amazing. Being up 3-1 on the Sixers team. Look, again, this was a battle, man. This was a battle. And you probably thought late in this game, I don't know if anybody had the same feeling as me, but it felt like Philly was going to get, you know, a game something. 2 repeat in their favor, man.
Yeah.
It just felt like that. But what happened? We have better coaching, better prepared for those situations. We were able to still get the ball in, you know, from an inbound. Look, man, for everybody still hung up on game 2, and I'm looking at the Sixers fans that, you know, that's going to be one of their biggest excuses. We still had to knock down those shots to win that game, man. So the Knicks are just rolling right now, up 3-1. Game 5 around the corner. But look, man, this closeout game is going to be one of the toughest. That is the toughest game to get. And the Sixers, they're not gonna lay down, man. But we have Jalen Brunson on this Knicks squad. And I think he's going to take us to the promised land.
One more. It's the first of four. But this one felt different. This one felt special because just of the way that Philadelphia is playing the Knicks and their antics, this one felt a little bit different. We saw like a fiery Jalen Brunson today. And look, 47 and 10. I mean, first time in Knicks history that's been done. 40 and 10 affair. I mean, it's not by accident. That's why I came into this playoff saying as long as we got number 11, there is a shot. We got a shot because he's a leader. He'll lead us to however far we go. And he puts the team on his back. And with the complement of pieces, and we can move to OG and Obi now, Chris. The adjustments with OG and Obi, I thought in that fourth quarter, the Knicks put OG and Obi on Joel Embiid. We came into this series thinking, like, do you think the Knicks will put OG Anunoby on Joel Embiid? And we were like, well, nah, he'll be on Maxie. They put him. Now, he wasn't on Embiid for the majority of the game. He wasn't. Fourth quarter, he was on Embiid. We'll get to the Josh Hart on Maxie and then Devo on Maxie. But he looked good. It didn't look bad at all, right?
Nope. No. That's the beauty of OG Anunoby, right?
Yeah.
Again, we all know he's elite defensively. You know, chasing around Tyrese Maxey is one thing, but having Embiid there, just getting OG to be there, play smart, you know, after Ihart got taken out of the game with what I call dumb foul after dumb foul after dumb foul, you know. And what happened? Embiid right away tried to do the same thing to OG Anunoby, but OG smarter. Got his hand out of the way in time, still contested Embiid. It had to be frustrating for Embiid, you know, thinking, oh, man, yes, I got Ihart out of this game. I'm going to eat now. And then OG Anunoby comes in, and he's just like, nah, man, sorry. I'm just going to be a pest. And look, like you said, Embiid scored 1 point, and I believe it was on a free throw. So Embiid was basically a non-factor late in this game, man. You got to give all the credit, not only to OG Anunoby, but the Knicks as a team, man. They did a hell of a job.
Yeah, Anunoby, they were getting him more involved offensively. I said if we can get him more involved offensively, then he can dominate this series. And he's been awesome. He's been efficient. Yeah. Didn't hit a three today, but played all but 1 minute, 14 rebounds, 16 points, three blocks, only three personal fouls for OG Anunoby, 8-16 from the field. It's just an amazing player, just an absolute amazing all-around player. He's taking advantage of his matchups. The Knicks are kind of getting him in his spots more, kind of, you know, even though Brunson gave you 47 today, they're kind of trying to get Anunoby involved, and you see it, you know, because he can take advantage of whoever's guarding him, whether that's, you know, Harris or Batum on the switches, somebody. You mean to tell me OG can't take advantage of that? And he could. Look, Dante started this game slow. It was mainly like, because majority of the first half, it was mainly like just Brunson and Anunoby, and then Deuce. We'll talk about Deuce too. But with the injury to Bogdanovich, Josh Hart wasn't scoring. DiVincenzo wasn't scoring. Did hit a couple of threes in that second half. But look, Anunoby, if he's going to do that on Joel Embiid, and he was being physical with him. I thought Anunoby brought up the physicality a little bit, bumping him out of his spots. And Embiid's a big guy.
Yeah.
So for Anunoby to do that, Anunoby ain't no slouch either. He can get into him, be physical with him. And it's just incredible for both Anunoby and Precious. Incredible.
Yeah. 100%, man. And look, I think OG Anunoby is low-key – super strong, man, because I saw at one point, you know, when Precious came into this game, was guarding Embiid. I think Embiid hit him with a with a spin move and just blew him out of the court. Like, Precious just went flying, man.
Yeah.
So shout out to him, you know, OG Anunoby, for holding his ground. And look, I liked exactly what I saw from OG Anunoby offensively. He was getting to his spots. He's hitting that mid-range jumper a lot more, looking more comfortable doing it. And how about that dunk that he had, man? I love that. Just going straight at it. As soon as he saw this Joel Embiid down there, he's like, hey, either I'm going to get this foul, miss the dunk, whatever. I don't care. I'm going at this man. And what a throwdown for OG Anunoby, man. That's what I love the most out of it.
Just he had him in jail.
Yeah. Embiid didn't want any part of that.
Joel Embiid shot 0 of 5 today when guarded by OG Anunoby. He had his shot block twice. Twice by OG Anunoby. And Embiid has like, what? Ananobi's what? 6'8", 6'9"? Embiid is like 7'2", 7'3". Look, man, credit to Anunoby. Had him in jail. Had him in jail. So, look, adjustments-wise, that's what the Knicks did in that fourth quarter a little bit. Precious was absolutely incredible. But to start this game, Chris, I thought the Knicks switched Anunoby off of Tyrese Maxey, kind of, so, you know, we can, you said it, you thought they were going to put Dante DiVincenzo before this game on Maxey, but it was actually, look, they put Hart, majority of this game, on Tyrese Maxey, and that kind of went under the radar too, because Josh Hart, quicker guard, can get over those screens, and was chasing Maxey, and Maxey didn't have a good game because of that. So, adjustments, man. I love it. So
yeah. Look, I've been saying I want Dante DiVincenzo on Maxey. I felt like he could get around those screens. But look, Josh Hart, just as good, right?
Yeah.
If not better defensively than Dante. And look, Tyrese Maxey, 8 for 21 this game, 3 of 9 from three. You know, got 23 points, but for the most part, pretty much didn't have the same impact as he had, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so like that's a credit to this coaching staff again, looking at what they're doing, adjusting, and paying dividends right away for us, man. Because I think, like you said, under the radar move, but huge in the grand scheme of everything, man.
3-1 New York. Oh my goodness. We up 3-1. We only got one more game to go. Game 5 in Madison Square Garden is going to be absolutely electric. Still got one to go. It's 1st-4. It's not 1st-3, but this one, we should celebrate this one. Knicks fans in Philadelphia were going absolutely nuts. I seen all of the videos. They're saying F Embiid in the Wells Fargo Arena. And then insane. That's kind of disrespectful.
Insane. Hey, man, look, we said it, right? We said it. Everybody knew it, but we said it too, right? We knew Knicks Nation was going to travel, and they asked Embiid about it, and he said, you know, I don't like it. He let it be known it bothers them. You know?
Want me to play the audio? I got the audio play from Embiid. This is Embiid on the Philadelphia 76ers fans, how he's, look, just listen to the audio.
Court advantage here. How strange was it for you the past two games with the significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think he's unfortunate, and I'm not calling him out, but it is disappointing. You know, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road, and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, you know, kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
It's not okay. He doesn't think it should happen. And Embiid sounds kind of sad there. Kind of sad, right?
He said it. I've been here 10 years. Never happened before. Hey, man, that's Knicks fans for you, right? Knicks fans travel. We're going to back our team no matter where they're at, it seems, you know? I love that, man. I love that. And he could say all he wants. He's not calling out the fan base, but you are calling out the fan base, right? You're saying, hey, y'all didn't come cheer. You didn't come cheer us on. You didn't come and fill these seats and give us the energy we needed, you know? Come on, man.
Look, shout out to the Knicks fans, man. We were down there loud and clear in Philadelphia. MVP chance for Jalen Brunson. Every time Deuce touched the ball, it was Deuce. I mean, Deuce McBride with a sneaky good game as well. Hit a big Jalen Brunson. There was a time where he came out to start the fourth because he banged knees with Lowry. Another kind of like suspect play, but it is what it is. That's what they want to revert to. They want to revert to those little tactics on their end. But like I said, we came out with the dub. That's all that matters. But I thought Deuce had a sneaky, like, to start the fourth. He had a big three. And look, talk about like, I was wondering how he would react to the brighter lights in his first real playoff series where he's getting like major minutes. In game one, we were at the game, Chris, and tonight, today, I thought he was a huge part of the win too, you know. So yeah. Shout out to Deuce.
Yeah, Deuce McBride continues to show that he's built for it, man. Yeah. He's built for it. He's not scared of the moment. He's showing up, and I'll say the biggest play for him was basically that inbound pass where he just got the inbound pass in the corner, just turned around, let it fly, and hit a big three. Oh, man, Deuce McBride. What more can you say about this guy, man? Every opportunity he takes out there, he's just producing. You got to give all the – oh, look at that. Hold on. I got to see this OG Anunoby dunk. Look at Embiid. He ain't want no part of that.
No part of it. OG Anunoby, I'm going to visualize this. OG Anunoby looking straight at Joel Embiid in this dunk, staring at him. What you want to do? You can't jump. We know you can't jump. Boom, staring right at him. Huge dunk for OG Anunoby. Sorry to cut you off with the Deuce thing. But yeah.
Nah, man. That dunk was amazing. But going back to Deuce McBride, look, he's showing up in this series. And he's already shown that he's built for it, man. He's not scared of the moment, giving us great minutes off that bench and scoring at that. We know he's going to defend, but man, Deuce McBride has been huge for us. Huge for us, especially in the non-Jalen Brunson minutes. Look, we've been winning those. We've been winning those battles. We thought it was going to be, you know, rough, but for the most part, we've held things together when Jalen Brunson's not getting a little bit of rest. And we're seeing a lot of Jalen Brunson with Deuce McBride out there. And it looks pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. Pretty damn good.
Yes, indeed. Hit some of these comments in the chat. Appreciate you joining us on a great Sunday where the New York Knicks take a 3-1 series lead. And we only got one more to close this series out. And I don't even want to, like, I'm looking at the other series right now, but I don't even want to go down that road until we get this last one.
We got to take care of business. Got to close out these Sixers, man.
We got to take care of business, close them out, and just do our job, just do our part. And Donovan says, OG is the GOAT. His defense on Embiid was insane. Lockdown. Look, Embiid didn't score on OG Anunoby. Joel, look. And Joel played the entire second half, too. You could tell Philly, when Joel sits, they are terrible.
They get cooked.
They are terrible. Paul Reed, the same Paul Reed who was like talking before the series, right? That's the Paul Reed I'm talking about, right? If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. There's only one Paul Reed in Philly, right? What is he averaging this series?
I'll tell you what, he might not be there long after this series.
His last four games. 4 points, 2 points, 3 points, 0 points. Okay, Paul Reed. So when Paul Reed is in the game, the Knicks are dominating that aspect. But yeah, Embiid playing the entire second half. You have to figure with one day off now, we play on Tuesday because I don't think there's no 2 days off anymore. But with one day off, game five is going to be electric. You thought MSG was crazy in game one and game two. Now that what Philadelphia has tried to pull down the New York Knicks these last couple of games, the Knicks fans know we bottled it up. Okay. Okay, Philly, that's how you want to play. Come get this smoke in MSG, man. Come get it. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
It's gonna be so loud at MSG, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be amazing. And look, Philly ain't traveling to MSG. Knicks fans are gonna sell that arena out. It's gonna be just insane, man. And I hope the Knicks close it out.
Nah, we are. Stanley says Embiid knows this series is over. 76ers choked. Maxey cooled off. And Embiid is not in condition to play so many minutes. He can't jump, and all he can do is be a jump shooter. I thought the play where he actually was wide open with less than a minute to go and tried to take it to the rack, tried to flop and get a foul, that's Joel Embiid. S550 says Embiid always got to blame someone. If it's not the refs now, it's his own fans. Man can't take accountability.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. In my opinion, well said. And look, going back to what you said about Embiid having that wide open jumper where if he hits it, you know, hey, who knows what could happen, but hesitates, tries to draw a foul. I don't want to hear any more noise about Jalen Brunson being a foul hunter. That's Embiid. That's Embiid to the max, man.
Stamped. That's Embiid to the max, stamped. I don't want to hear any of that. Like, JB is the one thing that the crazy thing is the Knicks are up 3-1 and there's still room for improvement, Chris. Yep. I mean, I take a look at the free throws today. I was going crazy with the free throws. If there was any aspect of the game that was I was going crazy with the free throws. We missed 10 free throws today. And it looked like Philly couldn't miss a free throw.
Yeah.
They only missed 4.
Yeah.
But just little things, you know, we'll clean it up, you know. We'll clean it up. But JB was 9 out of 11. Hart missed 4 free throws. Hartenstein missed 2. Precious missed 1. So it's just little things we can clean up. We didn't play, believe it or not, like Devo can be better. Josh Hart, scoring wise, he said that he was like Shaq at the line. He missed 4 free throws. But doing what he does best, man. Those, I think in the like late in the third, fourth quarter when the Knicks just kept going after Philly with those offensive rebounds. After another, demoralizing them. You can hear their fans kind of like, oh, come on, another offensive rebound. Mm-hmm. But that is what we do. That is
the Knicks. That's our bread and butter. That is our bread and butter. We're going to out-hustle you. We're going to get those loose balls. And they said it on the broadcast, too. They said the Knicks are just a step quicker than the 76ers grabbing all these 50-50 balls. I love them, man. That's exactly that's the type of brand of basketball we got to play every single day and night on that court.
And we do. Robert says, JB is a true warrior. Precious played it perfectly, kept his hands up and moved his feet, didn't reach in. Show your hands. A lot of time in that third quarter. I think Hardenstein picked up 5 fouls in that third quarter. It was something outrageous.
It was like 4 something like that. 4 or 3. I don't know. But it was like in a row. It was like 3 in a row.
Yeah. I mean, Embiid was just taking advantage of it. But some of those fouls were justifiable. When Hartenstein would put his, you know, forearm on Embiid, Embiid would just swipe up, and that's a foul. You know, that's a foul. Yeah. Hartenstein just, like Precious, show your hands, use your body, bump Embiid with your body. And the refs, you can't allow Embiid to kind of use his swing motion to get to the free throw line. So I think Hartenstein will work on that. He'll build on that, but just little things like that. But yeah, that can't happen, especially with Big Mitch. Big Mitch was trying to get back out there today, but he warmed up and, you know, ultimately couldn't get, you know, out there. But look, man, all season long, ever since we acquired Precious Achiuwa, it has been great for the most part. Amazing. This guy, I mean, talk about knowing his role, knowing exactly what he's asked to do, and doing it really well. 4 offensive rebounds for Precious. And like I said earlier in the podcast, I thought the tip that he had to JB in the final seconds was important, because it's just little basketball IQ things like that where he couldn't get the rebound. So he knows JB is out there. Just tip it to him, and that's your ball game. So Precious, doing his thing.
That was huge. And 4 blocks, man, for Precious, man. 4 blocks. You can't discount that as well.
Yeah.
Look, someone who came along in the OG Anunoby trade, and things didn't look good at first for Precious, right?
Yeah.
You know? And kept with it, got back into the rotation, and just started showing out game after game. So, look, that's this Knicks team in a nutshell. When somebody goes down, hopefully Bogdanovich is okay. You know, yes. I know he's dealing with the wrist, and now obviously he has an ankle issue, possibly a lower injury. Hopefully not. But look, it's next man up. And with this Knicks squad, we're just getting contributions across the entire board, man. You got to love that from this team.
We just getting started, man. Look, I thought today when I went on the post game, I went like nuts, bananas, man, because this team is just, it's incredible. Like this is what we've been doing. This is why we back our team, because this is our brand of basketball. This is how we play, and this is what we do. 47 yeah. and 10 and 4 rebounds for JB in game 4 versus Philly, leading us to a win, cooking the Philadelphia 76ers. He found adjustments. Batum, no problem. I'll take you off the dribble. Tobias Harris, no problem. I'll take you off the dribble. And Kelly Oubre, he's the one who's been kind of, I mean, he was talking a little bit after today's game. He's been talking a little bit. But
that's what he does. That's what he does,
right?
It's all talk.
Yeah. No problem. But take you off the dribble. No problem.
Look, Jalen Brunson, 47 points. 47, 10 assists, 4 rebounds. Clearly was the best player on the court today over an MVP. And Tyrese Maxey, who people are calling a superstar, right? I think it's safe to say Jalen Brunson's a superstar, man. He almost single-handedly, just shy of 3 points, you know, produced more than Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey combined. Come on, man.
I wanted him to get that 50 so bad. Judy Smith says, Precious, let's go. What's going on, Judy? Precious covers a lot of ground, and he's very athletic. Underrated. Yes, Stanley. Very yes. underrated. Donovan says, Precious has been huge. Knicks 100 GM. Brunson was a thing of beauty to watch, whether you were a Knicks fan or not. I'm glad this game was on ABC. We did it in front of, look, If you don't think Jalen Brunson is a superstar, then I don't, like, just get your eyes checked or something. You just like to hate on the Knicks. I mean, it is what it is at this point, right? If you don't think JB's a boss.
Come on, man. Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey combined for 50 together in this game. And Jalen Brunson hit them with 47. 47. Look, and guess what? He didn't have to do flagrant foul after flagrant foul.
Yeah, this is from Tommy Beer. Over games 3 and 4 in Philly, Jalen Brunson averaged 43 points and 11 assists while shooting 50% from the floor. Brunson is the first player in NBA history to score more than 85 points and dish out more than 20 dimes over a 2-game span in the playoffs. Look, Chris, after game 3, we were on here pretty much saying, how would the Knicks respond? How would they respond? And I said to myself, I'm like, they're going to respond. Like, that's who they are. Like, you can try to punk them. You can try to be physical with them. You can try. At times, did we need to be more physical when it be? Yeah. But I had a feeling today. Like, I woke up today and I was like, I feel good about this one. I feel good about this win. I feel good that we're going to go up 3-1 back to New York, because I don't know, something about this team that just, I just like get a feeling that they're going to respond and they're going to bounce back. And their response in game 4 was incredible, led by their leader. So, yeah. I don't know. I woke up today feeling good. I was nervous there. The whole game, I was screaming at my TV.
I was nervous too, like, man. I mean, the way the game started, you know, the Knicks weren't able to hit much from 3 early on. I felt like some guys could have been better. You know, Devo, I wanted him to hit more shots, obviously. But look, man, a lot of us, we thought, what were we saying? Come into game 4, make a statement, you know, joking around saying, you know, put Jericho in there, let him, you know, basically hit Embiid, take him out or something like that. You know, we all wanted blood, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was upset with the way things played out in that game. But you got to give credit to the Knicks, man, not stooping to that level, keeping it professional. Again, testament to Tibbs and the coaching staff, just having this team focused, being able to look beyond the craziness that's been going on with, you know, was it a flagrant 2? Should have Embiid be in that game? You know, all the little antics, the flopping that they're doing, going out there, not doing it, and just taking care of business. Focusing on the bigger picture, not getting sucked into that ridiculousness that the 76ers were trying to pull. that look, this Knicks team is different, man. This Knicks team is different.
And look, obviously, Thibs was angry before that, like, but he's been like voicing his frustration. We've kind of seen a new Thibs this year, which I kind of love. Kind of backing his team more, sticking up for his guys, making the adjustments on the fly, game in, game out. Ananobi's been on Maxi game four. Okay, we'll put Josh Hart on Maxi. We're going to get Ananobi more involved on the offensive end. And that's going to look, they can't stop Ananobi. And obviously Brunson is starting to get extremely comfortable, get into his spots. Looked at the film. Knicks as a staff, you see Johnny Bryant almost at I look at the Knicks bench and almost every possession, Johnny Bryant is up in Tom Thibodeau's ear saying something to him. And it's just things like that. He's been doing that all year, but I'm just saying, like, he's been doing it more in these playoffs. But it's just things like that where, as a group, everyone is locked in. Everyone is focused, not worried about all the antics, not worried about all the hoopla and the Embiid this and the Embiid that. Focus. Our play shows up in the win column. And that is why we are up 3-1. It is what it is at Philly. It is what it is. I've gone back and forth with Philly fans. I can't anymore. I can't do it. I can't do it. They keep blaming the refs, blaming this, blaming that. I can't do it anymore. But I just, you know, Thibs has been good in terms of that. And it's just like, I woke up feeling good, and obviously now we're sitting pretty at 3-1. Still got one more to go, though.
Yeah, still got one game to close out this series. But look, this was huge. It's not a series until you take one on the other team's court, right?
Boom.
We got this done. Check mark. It's time to close them out, man. And look, they got nothing to lose now. It's gonna be tough, man. They're going to put everything on the line. Hopefully, we don't see too much of dirty play from the Sixers after this, but look, they're going to be desperate, right? And the hardest team to close out is a desperate team, man. But Knicks are going to get it done, man.
Knicks are going to get it done. Evan, not ignoring your comments, could the Knicks and the Miami Heat be possible? No, only until the Eastern Conference Finals. I think the Heat have to beat the Boston Celtics, and Celtics are up 2-1. So that matchup will only be until the Eastern Conference Finals, because the Knicks are in the other bracket. If the Knicks were to advance, their next opponent will be out of the Pacers and the Bucks bracket. And the Pacers, they're up 3-1, right?
Yeah,
they won.
Yeah, Pacers, I believe, blew out the Bucks in that game. And yeah, man, it's not looking good for Milwaukee, man. I know they're missing Giannis, and I think they were missing Lillard tonight. Hey, man, it's the playoffs, right? Anything can happen, and it's playing out in ways we probably didn't think it would.
Yes, sir. Stanley says, how many teams have come back from a 3-1 deficit? Very few. Let me look that up before. Chris, you can anything else you want to touch on this game while I look that up?
Man, just how excited I am, man. Because, look, I was really nervous going into this game. You just didn't know the way the Knicks were going to come out. And to get this win, look, again, it was a close win, 97-92. Mm-hmm. But I'm just ecstatic, man. I'm still kind of speechless. I'm ecstatic. Parts of me is still nervous for whatever reason. Maybe call that, you know, PTSD from the old days. But I'm just happy the Knicks are up 3-1. On this Philly team, man, especially with all the BS they've been putting us through. And Kyle Lowry, man, how annoying is that man, Kyle Lowry? That was a huge pickup for the 76ers, and he's paying dividends for them, but come on, man. Can we just stop flopping around?
He's not going to.
I can't stand that. I thought flopping was supposed to be taken out.
That play where he duped Ananobi for that foul, I was screaming at my I almost lost my voice there. I was like, how do you call that? Like, you're letting a lot of things go in this game, and you call that? But Stanley, to answer,
Go ahead.
To answer your question, 13 times it's only happened in NBA history. So it's only happened 13 times. The last time it happened was 2020. The Nuggets and the Clippers. 2020 Western Conference Finals.
That's right.
So that's the last time it happened. And obviously we're in 2024. So we're sitting pretty, guys. We still got one more to go. Obviously that game in MSG is going to be crazy. Going to be electric. Big Taz says the Knicks deserve this moment. Deserve it. Everyone picking 76ers before the series. Everyone. Okay, 76ers aren't your prototypical 7 seed. The Knicks should tank to play the Indiana Pacers in the first round. We've heard it all. We've heard it all. Knicks should tank to play the Pacers. But what did the Knicks do? No, we're not. We don't back down. We don't back down from any smoke. We're going to do what we do. We're going to continue to do what we do. And now we're sitting pretty with a 3-1 series lead. You know?
Yeah.
We deserve it.
Yeah.
And this is who we are.
I still can't believe that, you know, the way the media went with this is 76ers are the better team. They're going to run away with the series, basically. The Knicks have no shot. You know, basically saying we're a fluky 2 seed. But look, man, we continue to battle. Yes, these games are close. Yes, you can say the officiating or whatever. But look, again, we got to put the ball in the basket, right? And that's something the Knicks have done over and over again. And now we're up 3-1. You know, making the media eat their own words. So, can't wait. I can't wait for the Knicks to close out. And then I want to hear what they're going to say about this Knicks team.
Here's Tom Thibodeau on the New York Knicks today.
And we can play off that. And we have a little bit of everything. We got, you know, the rebounding has been terrific. Everyone questioned the rebounding with Josh at the power forward. We've been the best rebounding team all year. Everyone questioned Jalen, you know, being a leader. And, you know, so, you know, we got a lot to prove. And we still, you know, it takes 4 to win a series. And that's what we got to focus on.
Everyone questioned Josh Hart being at the 4 position with the rebounding. We've been one of the best rebounding teams in 17 rebounds today. Everyone questioned Jalen Brunson's ability to do what to carry the team and to can a 6-foot guard lead a team. What is he doing? So we've been dealing with this all series, but job ain't done. Job ain't done at all. And but yeah, job ain't done. Smart Kid says media doesn't watch Knicks games. They just watch the highlights, man. You know, they just watch the highlights.
That's been proven time and time again.
They just watch the highlights, man. So I'm not worried about the national media. We shouldn't be worried about them. We shouldn't be. I don't even. Stanley says 17 rebounds for Josh Hart. Mr. Josh Hart, when he's not shooting the ball well, Chris, he does the other things that help you win basketball games. And that's kind of been the issue with the 76ers. They're getting, I mean, today Oubre played a okay game for them, pretty good game for them. But Harris, 10 points, 8 rebounds. What is Harris getting paid? Like 30 some million dollars, something crazy like that?
38 or something like that.
Yeah. So, and then Batum, he had that big game versus Miami, but 1 point, 7 boards, campaign, 5 points. Melton, D'Anthony Melton. That's all I heard from 76ers fans. Oh, now we got D'Anthony Melton. Good player. I don't want to throw shade at him, but I thought JB had a nice and one on D'Anthony Melton, and he kind of like put his fist to the crowd. They poked the bear, man. They poked him.
I think it's crazy that, you know, we haven't seen Buddy Hield.
Oh, no show today.
Buddy Hield, man. He's supposed to be their sniper. He's supposed to be instant offense off their bench, and he's regulated. He's glued to that bench. You know, I guess defensive liability or whatnot, but that kind of surprises me, man. That kind of surprises me. But, again, we all know Sixers are trying to throw out as much length as possible out there to bother Brunson and Devo and Josh Hart at that. But touching on Josh Hart a little bit, he didn't have a great offensive game, but I think it's so important that he was still shooting the ball. You know, again, not hesitating, letting it fly, whether he missed, you know, knowing when to take his shots, obviously, but I still think that's just a critical part of his game because they still got to honor you out there. And of course, 17 boards, sorry, for Josh Hart. Insane, man. Insane. Man,
give him those three boards, you know, 17, not 14. But yeah, I think today. I was looking at OG. Yeah, man. I mean, look, we answered the bell. How is the Knicks going to respond in game four? They answered the bell with a W. Philly wants to do all their tactics, but at the end of the day, we move. We move on to game five. I'm sure they're probably planning for game five now. Today was great. Sleep on it. Tomorrow, you know, on to game five in Madison Square Garden. And I know Philly's going to make their adjustments, but yeah, I mean, in terms of their role play, they really haven't stepped up. Like Embiid, one day off, playing on Tuesday, especially playing the entire second half, that's going to take a toll on him. And yeah, especially with OG Anunoby putting his body on him now, locking him down defensively, Press is doing his thing. Hopefully, you know, we get an update on Bogdanovich and Mitch in the coming days. But I think Mitch tried to get out there today. So I feel like give him another couple of days off. Maybe he'll get out there on Tuesday. But look, yeah, we got Precious, right? We can have kind of Mitch rest up a little bit. But so that's the beauty of this, having depth, you know? So
I think it was, you know, look, Ihart getting into foul trouble, it could have been a blessing in disguise, right? Man, we're seeing what Precious can do for us now in this series. And in my opinion, that makes it that much harder for the 76ers, right? Now we know if we need to throw Precious out there because Ihart can't get out to 3-point line, or let's say Mitch comes back, you know, is having some issues guarding, boom, we got Precious. He's able to get to spots faster, contest, you know, get some blocks for us, just continue to do what he's been doing for us. And I think that's huge, man. Like, shout out to this Knicks team. The depth that we have is going to pay dividends the further we go in this playoffs.
Guys, I'm just happy that, you know, we're kind of, you know, we've reached this point and the job isn't finished, but we still have work to do. Guys still need to, you know, improve. Dante had that great moment in game two, but he can improve a little bit. Hart has been incredible. Brunson had the inefficient games to start this series, and we still went up 2-0. And now he's playing at an other level. So, Philly, I'm sorry. Like, you woke up the beast, and now he's incredible. Bogdanovich, I said it, look, he had that stretch of games, right? The Detroit boys had their stretch of games to close out the season where they weren't. Bogdanovich had his moments, but all I said is it's going to take one few big shots in the playoffs to get him going. He had that big game one along with Deuce. So, job ain't finished, though. Still got one more. So, game five, Chris, what do you expect Philly's going to throw out there on the New York Knicks and MSG? Do you expect them to lay down?
No.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's a part of me who I really do feel like Philly's going to lay down.
And then look, I'll say this, man. Joel, I think they put it all on the line this game.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid played the, you know, 44 minutes. So he was out there for the most part, most of the game. That with the quick turnaround that's going to come for the next game, I think that's just going to be too much for him. You know, he got knocked to the ground a couple times, or I should say he fell on top of Brunson a couple times, you know, started limping again. You know, he's not going to be as fresh as he was these past couple of games when he's had two games of rest in between.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to rear its head. And look, man, if he's not dropping 50 and they're giving you 27 and 23 points between Embiid and Maxey, that's not enough. That's not enough to beat this Knicks team, in my opinion. And look, and this is a game where the New York Knicks did not shoot it great from the three-point line. We went 7 of 27 for 25%.
Yeah.
Which is not usual for us. But if you're telling me Jalen Brunson's going to have a Jalen Brunson game and our role players are going to hit a couple more threes than they did this game, that's lights out, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Big Tass is now the coach. We'll make Embiid play the entire game on Tuesday. Knicks 100 GM says he stepped on Josh Hart's leg. That play was dirty. Yeah. Shout out to Ryan Rucco for bringing it up on the broadcast. he noticed that Embiid kind of went out of his way to kind of step on Josh Hart's leg. And then what the refs do? They just moved on to the next play, put on the blinders, didn't see it. And look, man, that's one of the dirtiest players in the NBA, one of the dirtiest players in the league, and he gets away with it. But I hope they figure that out in terms of their NBA referees. But yeah, Knicks will be 2024 NBA champs. What's good, people? What's going on, man? Just here on this beautiful Sunday, talking over the New York Knicks victory over the Philadelphia 76ers. 3-1. How does it feel, Knicks Nation? How does it feel to be up 3-1 on the Philadelphia 76ers? A team that's not, look, they're still a good team. They're not an easy team. They're not, right? You still got to respect them on that side. Yeah. They've been up, I think, every single game this series by double digits. Game one, they were up by like 15, I think. Game two, they were up by double digits. We still left the Garden 2-0. Game three, they were up by double digits. Game four, today, they went up by double digits. Hell of a response from you, New York Knicks.
Yeah, and look, this Phillies team is used to winning when Joel Embiid is out there on that court. Their record is 31-8 with Joel Embiid playing for them. So, look, I guess I can get it a little bit why everybody was saying, oh, Sixers, Sixers, Sixers. But come on, man. They overlooked the New York Knicks, man, and the gritty game that we play. And we're standing here pretty now, up 3-1.
This was one of those games, like, Retro Viking got me hyped again in the chat. Let's go. Let's freaking go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Like, I was, look, especially seeing the Knicks fans, like, take over that arena and chant MVP, Deuce, especially the Deuce chants that resonates through, like, the whole arena. And, look, man, we here. This is when it's put up or shut up. And the Knicks have been putting it up. Look, they've been doing their thing, man. And it's not over. It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not over, NBA.
Game five is going to be a battle, man. Game five is going to be a battle. But the Knicks are going to come through, man. Look, if not in game five, game six, whatever, it's going to happen, man. There's no way I think this Philly squad is going to be able to come back from
from
the past two games, man.
Yeah. Last time it happened was 4 years ago. So, look, it ain't over, though. It ain't over. Richard Jefferson was doing the game today, and he's responding to a lot of people on Twitter. Somebody on Twitter said, never want Richard Jefferson on a Knicks game ever again.
He was hating, man.
Richard Jefferson responded, and I want nothing but success for you in your media career. So there was some times today where Jefferson was kind of getting on my nerves. I'm not going to lie to you, but that's hilarious, man.
I don't know, man. He was pretty pro Philly, you know, in my opinion. But I've learned already to when it comes to Rich, I just block him out, basically.
Yeah. So, guys, so I think game five, obviously Philly's going to make their adjustments. But ultimately, I think, look, we got to punch them first. We got to go up first, because I feel like if we go up, if we have one of our 10-0 runs or 15-0 run, I mean, Philly is going to just be like, man, I got this trip to Cancun right now. I'd rather be on the beach somewhere. We got to send them home, man. Don't let this thing go to game six. Get it done in front of your fans, in front of everybody. And I know it's going to be crazy outside of MSG if we can get that done. We saw it. We were there after game one. It was bananas. Imagine a closeout game. Bananas.
It's going to be insane. But I agree. I agree. We got to go out there. 10-0 run, something like that. Demoralize them off the rip, man. Give them no shot. Give them no reason to think they could pull off this win. You know, if we do that, I could see it, man. I could see them just, you know, going through the motions and it was a nice run, but
yeah,
you know, they take got
out
us
their spirit, man. Take out their spirit, you know, yeah. Make them not want to come back. Make them think about booking a trip to Cancun. Once you got them thinking, they're probably thinking that now. They're like,
they are. They are. I mean, look what Embiid said. Disappointed in the fans. He's already talking like it's, you know, it's over. I mean, he knows it's over. Let's be real. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Anything could happen, but he's telling you he knows it's over. He's like, I'm disappointed in our fans. They didn't show up, you know. If you're thinking the fans aren't rooting for you, they didn't show up for you, what kind of effort are you really going to give the next time you're out on that court playing for these Sixers fans? You know, to me, that was telling. That was telling.
It's a whole different attitude than after game two where Embiid was like, we're the better team. We're going to win this series. And now he's talking about he's disappointed in this, disappointed in that. Ah.
Yep.
I love being on the winning end. I really do. Smart Kid says, if we go up big in the first half, game five, Philly will fold, especially Embiid. Look, he got to deal with his knee situation, and he got to deal with that. Joshua says, Sixers nucleus is only Embiid and Maxey. We have better auxiliary players than the Philadelphia 76ers. We do. I mean, we've had some guys go in and out. Bogdanovich, I'm really hoping that it's not like a serious ankle injury, like one of those high ankle sprains. Those are tough to get back from. Limping there hard, but look, I'm really hoping the guys can get healthy in that, like Mitch and Bogdanovich, but we play as a team, better nucleus. Seems like Philly, they don't play as a team. There's no, like, if it's not Embiid and Maxey scoring, like you said, a bunch of points, they don't play well. So that's why they're down 3-1. So it is what it is.
Yeah, look, for all they were saying, you know, the 76ers got the two best players, whatever it may be. It just goes to show you can't do it by yourself. And while the Knicks might not have, you know, two or three all-stars or even stars on their team per se, you know, this Knicks team has elite role players, man. That's what it is. Top to bottom, elite. And then you got Jalen Brunson, superstar, leading them. That's a recipe for success, in my opinion, especially the way they bought in to Tibbs' system. And everybody's just, you know, it's like a well-oiled machine, man.
Retro Viking in the chat. The Garden will be electric. We haven't experienced a closeout because remember last time we closed out the Cavs in Cleveland. Yeah. So we haven't experienced a closeout game outside of MSG in a minute. It's been a while. So
I want to see it, man. The city's going to be ridiculous, man. I can't wait to see that, man. Knicks got to take care of business because I need to see the city go crazy.
You think there's going to be some – I hope – look, let's get to that point and then we'll react to it. I don't want to speak on it too much, but yeah, we feel it, man. It's on the horizon, obviously. Just absolutely incredible ball game for the Knicks. JB, everyone, OG, Precious, just balling out. Josh Hart, just everyone playing their role, doing their thing. If it's not one guy, it's the other guy. If it's not him, it's somebody else. Shout out to the coaching staff. This season has been awesome, and it's still going. Still got one more to go. Let's close it out in five. Knicks in five. Man. Knicks in five over the Philadelphia 76ers. Like, same. We picked Knicks in six, right?
Knicks in six. So they're about to do it in five, man. I love it, man.
Wow. Like, it leaves me, honestly, like, it's an incredible feeling. It honestly is. It honestly is. Sixers just not trained for close games. Our lack of star power prepared us for any style. That's from Knicks 100 GM in the chat. Yeah,
that's 100%. That's 100%, man. Like I said, Knicks went through so many injuries through the regular season. Guys were in and out of that starting lineup. And I think I even mentioned it in the past. I was like, this is just going to prepare us. Come playoff time, all these guys are just going to be acclimated to each other so well. It doesn't matter who you throw in there. They're just going to play and play off each other great. And that's what we're seeing, man. We're seeing whether it's Deuce, whether it's, you know, Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, like Precious. Look at Precious, man, coming in here and just giving us fantastic minutes. It doesn't matter who gets out there, man. They're just producing and playing their part to perfection. You got to love it, man. You got to love that.
And we're doing this without Big Jew. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Amazing, man. All right, Chris, you ready for some trivia?
Yeah, man. Let's do it, man. What you got?
I didn't write it in the notes, so I'm kind of surprising Chris here. Big Taz says, wait, Anthony, they close out the Cavs series in Cleveland because the Cavs had home court advantage. Yeah, but I'm saying the Knicks haven't closed it out in the Garden, like in their home court. Like that, it's going to be crazy outside the Garden if we're going to do that on Tuesday. But all right, Chris, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Who was the first Knicks player to win the Sixth Man of the Year award? Is it A, Anthony Mason? Is it B, J.R. Smith? Is it C, Luis Orr? Or is it D, John Starks?
J.R. Smith has been a part of every, like, the past three questions, man.
Who was the first Knicks player to win the Sixth Man of the Year award? Anthony Mason, J.R. Smith, Luis Orr, or John Starks?
I see Big Task is saying Starks. I'm feeling like it's J.R. Smith. I'm going to go J.R. Smith.
That's your final answer? That's your final answer?
Final answer. J.R. Smith.
Well, Chris, I'm afraid you're wrong.
Was it Starks?
No, it was Anthony Mason.
Oh,
man. In 1994-1995, power forward Anthony Mason came off the bench to average
Anthony
9 Mason, points.
I apologize. I should know that.
Earning Sixth Man of the Year honors the following year, he became a starter for the Knicks that led the league in minutes played. So, Anthony Mason.
Did J.R. Smith win the Sixth Man at some point? I felt like he did.
I think he did, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, it's Anthony in 1994, wow. 1995.
I got to see if J.R. Smith, I remember it being a big deal.
He won it with the Knicks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why he got stuck in my head. Yep, yeah. 2012 and 2013.
Yeah. So, Anthony Mason. You didn't think you were going to get that, huh?
I got stuck on J.R. Smith. I should have thought about it a little bit more.
Rest in peace, Anthony Mason. I know everything about the 90s Knicks. You should have listened to, look, a lot of people said Mason. Somebody said Starks. Yeah. So.
Oh, I only saw Starks. If I would have saw Mason, I would have thought better of it.
Guys, this was fun, man. We up 3-1. We got one more to go. Get hyped. It is going to be electric on Tuesday. Job ain't finished till we get that one. JB's absolute stud. Let's go. We here.
Let's go, Knicks. Closing out this series.
Connor in the chat says, lift up that hairline. Are you talking to me? Damn, Connor. Connor got me.
Damn. Connor, damn, we taking shots now? What's going on?
It's all love, man. It's all love. I'm in a happy mood. You can say honestly whatever to me today, and I don't even care, man. Like
3-1. That's why, baby. 3-1, man.
That's it. That's all I gotta say to you. 3-1, and we here. So we coming, man. But yeah, this was fun, Chris. Anything else you wanted to add on Game 5? Anything else you want to see from the Knicks? I think Dante needs to have. You know, we had a good Game 2, but I think he's gonna show up in Game 5.
Yeah. Look, I know Dante. Like, you know, he took 11 shots this game. I want to see him be more aggressive, look for his shot a little bit. You know, he hasn't given us the score output that I thought he would this playoff series, but whether you want to say that's a credit to the 76ers, I just think he needs to be more aggressive out there. Get his shot, and let's go out there and demoralize this team. Let's step on their throats and not give them a chance. Can't wait. Can't wait. Let's close the Sixers team out.
Let's make them book the Cancun trips during halftime. That's it, man. Yes, I haven't thinking about it. Have them on, you know, the app during halftime. Close it out, man. That's it. And I think we will. Because we here, man. It's a different. We different. We built different. But this was fun, guys. As always, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. We are also on Apple, Spotify. Would love it if you guys head over there, you know, give us a follow. Kind of helps us out over there as well. And yeah, man, Chris, I mean, this was fun. 49. Yeah, our next one is 50, episode 50.
Episode 50.
It has to be after a closeout.
Oh, ooh. Yes.
Closeout game, episode 50.
Hopefully we're celebrating a Knicks series win over the Philadelphia 76ers. It'll be fun, man. It's going to be a battle, but it's going to be fun.
Let's go. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys in the next one. Let's go, Knicks. 3-1. Let's go. Peace.
Let's go.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.